December 27th, 2022, third day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow the spirit of the first Christmas to stay alive in your hearts throughout the year by praying often during your working hours. This shows Satan that you belong to me and have chosen to be mine. It is in this way I can lead you and guide you according to my will. You will recognize me if you choose to stay close to me. Anything or anyone which opposes prayer is not from me, but from evil. Remember this as your day opens before you." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.